Welcome to The Blink 2, Ryan Holiday's Stillness is the Key, narrated by me, Brian Dozy. When was the last time you just stopped? Put down your devices, ignored your notifications, and simply spent a moment being still, being present, thoughtful, and reflective? In today's busy, noisy, distracting world, it's hard to be still. But history's greatest thinkers and leaders have recognized that stillness is a kind of secret weapon. They had different names for it. The Buddhists called it upekkha, the Muslims referred to aslama, the Stoics named it apatheia. But they were talking about the same thing, an inner peace, a profound stillness. The benefits of fostering stillness are hard to overstate. It can bring moments of great clarity and creativity. It can help you triumph over bad temper. It can create the space to appreciate and rejoice in the pleasures of life. And anybody can learn to be still, even as the world rages and roars around them. So let's dive in, and over the course of the next 10 chapters, find out why stillness is the key. Quick warning before we do, though, just so you know, there's some strong language in chapter 6, so please take care while listening.